of a truck and get your vehicle appraised in minutes. See you soon at any Reinicke Family Dealership location. Get your truck key from Reinicke, ReinickeFamilyDealerships.com.
Now it's morning.
Now for the news. Today has been canceled, so you
can spend it with Keith and Don.
Every weekday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits 96.7
WBVI.
Heck, I was trying to do something funny and it didn't.
You can't do it?
It didn't work as much as I. Let's try that. No, I guess not.
No, what, you're not. No. Oh, nope.
Well, it's okay.
Operator error, not technical.
Operator.
Operator
error. Warning, Will Robinson.
I know, right?
We are so pleased to have with us on, I was going to say on the other end of our line.
No,
but no,
it's not.
She's
They're
here
in person
today.
They're both here in person today.
Beth Schweitzer is
the
here.
The commish, who's going to be not long for the commish.
How many days?
Another 15 working days after today.
Wow.
15?
Then you're going to throw a big party.
The plan is as long as things with COVID, not for a little while, not right away. But yeah, I'll make sure you know when.
What are you going to do in your retirement?
I'm not planning on doing much of anything right at first. I'm just going to enjoy the time to get up and drink my coffee and sit there.
Get
and
up when
listen
you want
to the
to
birds
get
sing.
Not worry about, you know, having to get ready to go somewhere. And if I've got someplace to go, I will get ready.
Are you going to go in any plays? People that know that you are an a thespian.
That's my plan as long as we're able to do those plays. That's the only thing, you know, the capacity of the theater. You can have, of course, viewers or audience participation, but you have to be careful with the thespians on stage. So,
God darn COVID.
Wear a mask. How is it going to feel, though, not having that frontline knowledge like you have now? It'd be like the rest of us, secondhand knowledge.
And that's okay. There's a time for everything. So there comes a time in my life I don't have to do that unless I want to, which I will still be interested.
Well, we are pleased to have with us the replacement,
the new commish.
The new commish.
And the crown over. Hi, Ann. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you.
For those that don't know what your history is, where are you from and how did you get to this area?
Sure. So I'm a native of Ashland County, but I've called Holmes County home for a long, long time. So I'm familiar with Seneca through Beth. You know, we've worked together many years, way back to when we both did traffic safety.
Traffic safety.
All I can think of is like the school people that are like, no, don't go here.
I'm
no,
thinking of like a traffic reporter high above Seneca County.
Looking at how can we prevent deaths on the road.
That's more, yes.
We both operated as health commissioners in our former jobs. Well, Ann was deputy health commissioner then, too, at Holmes, besides being a health educator. So that's how we knew each other.
Yeah. Oh. So, and, you know, was here in Northwest Ohio before. I was at Henry County for 8 years. And also in Holmes, as she mentioned, as a deputy health commissioner and director of community health assessment and education there for a little over 11 years. So I worked a lot with the Amish and lots of other partners across the community, and was in Marietta and Belpre for the last couple of years. So got to see how cities operate differently than counties sometimes.
Right.
How can I ask? We've never posed a question, never had to around here. But how do the Amish
and COVID?
Yeah, how do they respond to it, or don't they?
They're not great at wearing masks, but as with many other things, you see the whole variation. You see, you know, folks that get immunizations and you know do all the things that any other person would do, all the way to not doing any of those preventive kinds of measures.
Right, so just like anybody else, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, we heard this morning that Hancock County, right adjacent to us, is actually the worst in the state right now in terms of the number of cases.
Oh.
And so we're not really going down yet.
No?
What are the numbers as of today?
Well, I was very hopeful yesterday because there'd only been one from the day before. You know, every time I see just a few, I think, oh, good, we're on that downslide.
You get a little nervous when
then,
you see that.
Then we picked up 37, I think, something like that. Yeah.
37
from one to 37?
From one day to the next.
Wow.
Excuse me,
why does it vary like that?
117 to 50. So, yes, 33.
Is that just when they were inputted into the system?
It's when they appear in odors and we pull them off, but it still means that we've had a large increase, whether it was the day before, but we check those daily. So
okay, that's not from Easter, though, right? I mean, is that Easter gatherings yet or
it's
no?
A little close to Easter.
It's only
was
about
just
a week
Sunday,
away.
Wasn't
yeah.
It?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Not even.
No. Probably. We're just seeing that as we talk to our fellow health commissioners across the state. It's being seen everywhere.
Is it because the weather is getting nicer and people are gathering together more? Or what is the, is there any indication of why that is?
I mean, certainly some of it is gathering and people just becoming more lax. But another piece of it is we have these more infectious strains now or variants. And so they spread more easily. So if people are becoming a little bit more lax, and you've got something that spreads more easily.
And if they're not vaccinated, mm-hmm. right?
Correct,
because
right.
the vaccines will get most of these.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They feel that they're very effective. So we do have something to combat them. It's not like, oh my gosh, there's variants. It's we've got something that can stop that. Vaccine, masks, distancing. Mm-hmm.
So do we know of those people that have now been reported, do we know how many have had it before possibly? Or how many may have had a vaccine and have it now? I mean, is that being looked into at all?
We do know when someone has been vaccinated, yes, and we find out. So I can't tell you from those numbers just exactly how many, but it is possible to know.
Are there cases of people that we know of that have been vaccinated and now have COVID?
We have had situation in the county, but, you know.
Well, we got to remember there's only 85 or 90% effective rate. And so that means that some people will get it.
Right.
Plus, as of Wednesday, we only had 24.7 people vaccinated. So if you have one, that seems like a lot out of that number because that's not a real high number.
27.4%. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we're, and now you've also got the 15 and under, which are not yet. So you still have a very large percentage.
Mm, we really do. And we have noticed with the younger population, they seem to be spreaders. So that's lots of factors. It's not one thing you can choose. There's just so many factors that go into it.
When you got into this business, Anne, and started doing what you're doing, did you feel like a lot of people that a pandemic was going to happen at some point?
Well, we know certainly pandemics have occurred all throughout, you know, time. And you know, while many people think of the 1918 one, it's not the only one. We've had pandemics since then. They've just not been of that scale that we're seeing with COVID-19. So, you know, could you have predicted this one or any, you know, H1N1?
I was going to say, was H1N1 considered a pandemic?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, on our level, no, we don't necessarily know when the next pandemic is coming, but there are people who are always looking at that. So, you know, we too rely upon experts to help us.
The H1N1 was a, I guess you call it a pandemic, but it wasn't, as I recall it, it wasn't to this extreme by any stretch of the imagination. Did you ever think in your lifetime that you would be dealing with a pandemic to this extreme? Because this is pretty extreme.
Well, we've practiced for it over the years. Because, you know, they say every 100 years, you don't know if that 100 years is going to be 100 years different. There's going to be one, and then 10 years later, maybe that's, you know, in that next 100 years. So, it always was in the back of my mind that certainly it could be a possibility.
You were just hoping it waited until after April 30th, right?
You know, it's been interesting, though. I guess I would say definitely not glad we had this, but being a part of it has been very interesting, and I've enjoyed the challenge and wish I hadn't had to enjoy a challenge, but I don't want to say enjoy, but there's something about being in this field.
Sure makes the day go by quicker.
It does.
And longer.
And yes. Longer, too, yeah. As we get into these mass vaccination clinics that are going to be happening. I know we have one in Fostoria today and tomorrow, and then next week as well, too. It's going to be important to try to get these filled up as much as possible.
It really is. We've got the vaccine. We want to use it. We've got the people here to do it. let's go ahead and get it done.
Are there openings for today that people actually could still fill?
Yes, there are. So I would encourage people to go to get the shot and do that. Yeah. So,
and you can go in there, and this is a drive-through one, correct?
It is correct. You don't even have to get out of your car.
Make sure you have a short sleeve shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to stop and say, 1 second, get out of your car and take your shirt off.
No, you don't get out. You just kind of wiggle your arm out of your shirt. Can you not do that?
I've never tried that.
Girls?
Well,
women
girls,
know how to do?
I've seen women be able to take things off and not ever take a shirt off.
Right. You know? We can do that.
Probably shouldn't have gone there, but
you did.
But yes, it's always easier if somebody comes in with a short sleeve or maybe a sleeve.
Or the wear a COVID shirt.
Or the COVID shirts.
Yes,
those
right.
ones that have the opens.
That's
Those
I did that the other
those
day.
Those designers were just way ahead of
I know. Her. They were predicting it and you just didn't know it.
I know. I know. What are you going to do, Anne, in the position you obviously have been watching what goes on? Is there anything that you wanted to do to make things different or
make it your own?
Yeah, or make it your own.
Some of those things, I've been identifying. But certainly a piece of it is learning about what's already working and not messing with those things that already work. And then, identifying those areas where, some improvement can be made, which is true for any business, any health department. There's always areas
where
you can
improve. So you're not one of these change just to change?
No, I'm here to change to improve, but not just to change.
And Beth, as someone who has given so much to this county, you will be staying?
Oh, yes.
In the area?
Yes, Tiffin's home, definitely. We like it so much here. Best thing that ever happened to me. And
because you were in Bryan for a long time.
Yes, 40 years.
Wow.
So it was a change, but very welcome change. And I love the community and the people. And I couldn't have asked for better people to work with as far as my board, my partners, and just the people. And as I've said before, I know that people have not always agreed with the decisions I've made, and everyone's not going to agree with that. But I just want to assure people that what I did was done in the best interest of our community and what I thought we needed to do to keep Seneca County healthy and well.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And Anne, welcome. And hopefully you won't be a stranger around here.
Thanks. Yes. I look forward
Appreciate
to it.
Don't we need to inaugurate Anne?
Inaugurate Anne?
Yes. Trivia?
Oh, my goodness. That's right. That's right. I almost forgot about that. Yes, we do this thing every day.
He does this thing to me every day, usually.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get lucky, and I have other victims in the studio with me.
It is the extreme. Thank you very much for reminding
You're
me.
You're welcome.
I was looking at the clock thinking we got to get moving here.
Well, we do, but...
It's time now for the Extreme Trivia Challenge. And let's see. Today's topic is... Women. Perfect.
Oh, perfect.
All right. Question number one.
He gives bad clues, too, by the way.
In surveys, 65% of women admit they do this compared to 50% of men. What is it? It is something done outside. I'll tell you that much. Well, okay. It's done outside, but inside.
But see, I told you, bad clues.
Well, I mean, you're actually inside of something, but you're outside.
So it's in a park.
It's in a car.
A shelter.
Is it in a car?
It is in a car.
Sing in the car?
Very good.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you looked.
I actually didn't look. Am I looking at my... Look?
No. Yeah, but you'd looked before and probably
remembered. No, I did not. You told me not to look, so I didn't.
Question number two. On average, women do this 2 to 3 times a week, while men do it twice as often. What is it?
Shave.
You hear that high?
That's not
the
only
dogs.
Me that
the
does
dogs
that.
Are all barking all over the county. Okay, again, no, the answer is not shave. On average, women do this 2 to 3 times a week, while men do it twice as often.
Did we get a clue for this one too? Or there's no possible clue. Kind of like your
would
last
be,
clue.
This would be personal contact.
Call a friend.
No.
I don't think it's
this
call
would be,
your mom.
It would be what?
I don't think it's call your mom.
Nope. Okay, I'll even go one step further. This is this is physical contact.
They do this 2 to 3 times a week?
Yeah. On average, women, and this is all pre-COVID. Okay, you got to think pre-COVID. Yeah. On average, women do this 2 to 3 times a week. Men do it twice as much.
Men do it twice as much?
Is it? Yeah. It's not
hug. It's not hug.
No.
No.
But you're getting very, very close.
Kiss someone?
Shake hands.
Shaking hands. I was gonna say. Right. Pre-COVID. Very good. All right. Wow. You've got to get this one now. According to research, on average, men do this 45% quicker than women. What is it?
Go to the bathroom.
No. Oh. No. See, here she goes. Again, according to research, on average, men do this 45% quicker than women. What is it?
Eat.
You're getting close.
Drink.
You're still close. It would be something that you would do in a restaurant.
Wait for this clue.
In a restaurant prior to all of that.
Wash their hands.
What?
Order?
Yes.
Make
order
a decision
from the menu.
There we go.
Very good. Bravo, bravo. Uh-huh. All right. Thank you for coming in. Appreciate it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Welcome, and goodbye.
See you later.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. We'll take a look at the weather forecast, find out what we can expect for the weekend right here on
Classic Hits 96.7.
It's double discount days at Red Egg Furniture and Mattress in Findlay. Take advantage of our biggest sale prices of the season and then take another $100, $200, up to $350 off our sale prices in every department. The more you spend, the more you save. Red Egg's has Northwest Ohio's largest in-stock furniture and mattress selections, and this week it's all on sale. Super deals on sofas, reclining sofas, sectional sofas.